For tonight's audio, I wanted to try this Can You Fall in Love with Someone by Asking These 36 Questions? And it is supposed to be for two people at the same time. You're supposed to ask each other the questions, but as you know, I'm talking to a microphone right now, so I can't really ask you without getting a response very fast. So I'm just gonna answer the questions that really pertain to, you know, just answering it myself. And then afterwards, I ask you guys to please answer the questions in the comments, because I would really like to know your answers. I got this as a request in a previous audio where I was asking for ideas on next audios. And I really enjoyed it, and I thought I'd come back to it and do it for you guys. So without further ado, let's get started. So the first set says task slips for closeness generating procedure. And also, I've been asked the same questions before, so for the questions that I've already been asked, I'm just going to skip. So, given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? Definitely Steve Jobs. is it okay if he's dead? But seriously. Would you like to be famous in what way? If I had to be famous, I would like to be famous for like a positive reason, you know, for something that actually means something. Like if I'm helping people, as long as I'm doing something positive, then I guess sure. I don't know actually, because sometimes being famous can come with a lot of responsibilities, and it's a lot of, you have to just watch yourself basically. But yeah, if I had to be famous, then I'd want it to be in like a positive way. I don't know how I'd be famous, because I'm not an actress, not a very good singer, stuff like that. Before making a phone call, telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you were going to say and why? Yes, I do. Of course, I don't have to. But sometimes I don't know, it's just, I kind of diagnosed myself with like a tiny bit of social anxiety, so I think that's part of it, because I'm scared that I'm gonna pause and not know what to say, or say something weird. I do this a lot, like especially with asking questions, I guess that's why, unfortunately. But of course I can do it like on the spot, but I'd rather rehearse when I can. What would constitute a perfect day for you? I think I've answered this before, but as long as I'm happy in the day, as long as I'm either spending time for myself, or spending time with other people that make me happy, then that's a perfect day for me. When did you last sing to yourself and to someone else? I sing every day of my life. And it annoys people sometimes. But, well, it doesn't really annoy people, but I feel like I'm annoying. But, so the last time I did it was today. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either mind or body of a 30-year-old, for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want? Mind. Because when it comes down to it, your mind is what you really have. To have the body of a 30-year-old when you're 90 is... Oh my god, imagine being like hit on by another like 30-year-old. They'd be like, so how old are you? And you'd be like, 92. I mean, you die at 90, right? So, 88? That is crazy. So I think I'd have the mind instead of a body of a 30-year-old. That is the craziest question I've heard. Oh my God. But I'm sure other people would, some people would say body. But, whatever you want, girl or guy. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die? No, I have no idea and I don't want to think about it. Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. I'm not doing this with a partner. For what in your life do you feel most grateful? Seriously, everything. Every day I think how lucky I am, or not lucky, but blessed, because even though, like, sometimes I feel very down and unmotivated, and I just feel just generally down, things always like let up and go well. So, that's what I feel most grateful about, just everything in my life, family, friends, how things are going with like school or anything. I'm just grateful for a lot. So I guess for the most part, I'm very grateful for my family. If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? I think as a child, I was very shy, and it's not my parents' fault, but they were always scared because I would always get really sick as a kid. So they would not really let me out, like, with friends or cousins, just like going out. So of course I became shy because I would not talk to anybody for the most part. So I think I would like to be more outgoing, but I think I'm doing well right now. If I was any more outgoing, I don't think that would just be me. I think I'm just meant to be, for the most part, to myself or quiet. Not very quiet, but I think I'm just how I'm meant to be right now. So, I guess no, I wouldn't change anything about the way I was raised because I'm very grateful for how my parents raised me. And yeah, so take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in much detail as possible. Okay. That's very hard. Okay. But I'll just summarize it. Okay, so I don't want to tell you too much because, of course. Okay. I was born here. Some of you already know where I'm from because of the people who received letters from me. Apparently, the post office posted my city. I was born here my whole life. Well, I was born and raised here, and I have lived here for my whole life. I went to a private school from preschool through 8th grade, and high school was the very first time I ever went to a public school. So it was a big change for me. It was really hard. At one point, I wanted to be homeschooled because I felt so out of place in high school, which is kind of why I did not like high school, not because of the school, because the school was very nice. It was a newish school. The teachers were good. It's just the people, I didn't feel like I fit in. I eventually made friends, of course, but I just felt like very, I didn't feel anything. Which is why I didn't really go to any of the dances. I didn't go out much. And yeah, so that was my high school. So the last day of high school, which is what's graduation, that was the best day of my life. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. And then I am now in college. So I graduated high school in 2013. So I've been in college since September of 2013. And yeah, I'm still working on, general education because here in the United States, I have said this before, but we are required to take general education classes before we take major classes. So I'm working on my last few classes now, and then next year I have a few more, and then I will start my major. As for my major, I feel like I'm going to be going towards the computer science / computer engineering side of things, but I'm not sure which one. I don't really know the difference. I kind of do, but I don't know what's right for me, so hopefully I'll figure that out by the time next year comes around. As for everything else, I'm still just me. I'm living at home, but I'm going out when I can, and I'm just very happy with the way things are. And I try to be the best I can be. That's my life story for now. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be? I want my hair to be longer. Oh my god. I don't know, because if I gain an ability overnight, it's kind of cheating because you don't work for it yourself. So I guess just to be fair, longer hair. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not kidding, because I really want my hair to be longer. Okay, to add on to my life story, which is not important, but I've had really long hair for a long time. Since the second year of high school, and then I recently, not recently, but at the end of 2013, I chopped it all off, and I kept cutting it, and now I'm just in the slow process of growing it. I mean, it's pretty long already, but it's not as long as it was. It was super, super long. So I'm just slowly watching my hair grow. So I don't want to cheat and say that I want, you know, I want the ability to be smart, because that's cheating, okay? So I'll just be funny. I'm not funny, but I'll just be, you know, whatever, and say, I want my long hair back. That's the stupidest thing, but I'm sorry. If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know? I want to know if... if I'm the best person I can be, I guess, because I'm working towards that, but, I want to know what I can change about myself to be a better person. I don't want to know about my future, because that could, like, ruin me, okay? Is there something that you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it? I've dreamed of... That is a very good question. I don't know. I mean, I'm working towards, you know, everything. This is another crazy answer, but I really want to go skydiving. And I haven't done it because nobody will go with me. What is the greatest accomplishment of your life? Wow. Okay, I'm only 19. I can't say the greatest accomplishment of my life, because that's sad, but I would say the greatest accomplishment of my life would be, wow, that makes me feel really bad about myself, because I can't think of anything. Can I just say graduating high school, because I hated high, you have no idea how much I hated high school. Pass. What do you value most in a relation, or in a friendship? Honesty and, honesty mostly. Yeah. What is your most treasured memory? Recently I visited, Apple headquarters and I died. So that's my most fresh treasured memory. But I guess No, I guess my most treasured memory overall in my life is the birth of my little brother. What is your most terrible memory? I mean, I've had terrible moments in my life, but they're not, you know, as bad as you could say it's the most terrible memory you've ever had. But, I can't say I have a most terrible memory that I could think of, at least. So I'm just gonna pass for time's sake. If you knew that in 1 year you would die suddenly, oh my god, would you change anything about the way you are now living? Why? Yes, I would work harder. No, because I'm gonna die. Wait, okay. Because I was going to say I'm going to work harder in school. But if I'm going to die in 1 year, I'm not going to get out of school within the year. So I would stop school. Is that the right thing to do? Huh. Okay. So if I stopped school, what would I do for the rest of the year? Yeah. Okay. I'm going to stop school. Okay. I'm going to spend as much time with my family and friends. I'm going to travel as much as I can and just do all the things that I wanted to do. And yeah, just spend as much time with people as I can. What does friendship mean to you? Friendship means burping in front of them and not even caring. Just telling them anything, and not being judged or not judging the other friend when they tell you anything. What am I saying? Friendship means just being so comfortable with a person that you would just do anything for them, I suppose. Okay. What roles do love and affection play in your life? I crave it, okay? I crave love, I crave affection. So I try to show it as much as I can with family and friends, and of course I can't show it to a significant other. But eventually, all the bottled up love and affection that I've been saving for the person, it's just gonna blow up in their face. Literally. Okay, I'm... this is getting really weird. It's only a 22nd question. Alternate sharing... Wait, what? Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner. I can't do that. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people? We are very close, my family. I spend 85% of my life with my family. I could even bump that up to 90%. Because we're so family oriented, it's just normal. So yeah, I feel like I had a happy childhood. How do you feel about your relationship with your mother? I love my mother. I can't even say how much I love my mother because it's just, I can't put it into words. So yes, I'm very comfortable with my mother. Just everything. I love her so much. I could cry right now, but I'm not going to. Make three true we statements each. What? Make three true we statements each. For instance, we are both in this room feeling... Oh, I can't. Complete the sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share... my affection. My... feelings, my love. Okay. If you were going to become a close friend with your partner, please share what what would be important for him or her to know. So, if you were to be my partner, it would be important for you to know that sometimes I can be really... I get in these moods where I'm just really weird, and I could either sing something in your face or laugh nonstop or just be loud and weird. So, and I have a weird sense of humor, okay? Sometimes I have OCD, so I need things to be where they need to be. So if you're in my room and you leave your stuff everywhere, I'm gonna get mad at you and tell you to clean it. Sometimes I take up a lot of the bed, and sometimes if you're in my way, I will involuntarily hit you. Not hurt, not to the point where it hurts, but yeah. I sometimes get a little over obsessed with the sky and the sunsets, to the point where I'm just looking at it and saying, "Do you see this? Do you see this?" And okay, I could go on and on, so I'm gonna stop there. Okay, tell your partner what you like about them. Oh well, I can't. Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life. Okay, embarrassing moment. I'll tell you one. there's like a reel of like clips of embarrassing moments in going on in my head right now. Okay. Embarrassing moment, huh? Oh my. Okay. I don't know. One time in high school, I think it was my second year, I had a crush on a teacher. This was not the first time I had a crush on a teacher, okay? Well, actually, this was the first time, yeah. And then I had another crush on the teacher and on a teacher in my junior year. But I anonymously sent him a Valentine's gram, because you could buy these Valentine's grams for 50 cents and then they will send it to their classroom at a certain time in a day on Valentine's Day. Okay, so I sent it to him, and by fourth period, I wasn't sure if he got it or whatever. He walked into my classroom, okay? And one of my friends that was sitting next to me, he yelled his name. He was like, "Hey, Mr. Blah Blah, this is Kim. She sent you the Valentine's gram." And my face must have been as red as a strawberry, if not redder. I was so embarrassed that I almost cried. I just laid my head down on my desk and just waited till he left. I didn't even say, actually, I did say hi. I just said, hi. And then I laid my head down on the desk. Oh my god. And then another embarrassing moment that had another teacher involved was my junior year. I actually gave my history teacher a Snuggie for Christmas, the very last day of school, before Christmas break. And he didn't know it was from me, because of course I put anonymous as well. So I think the next day, word got out that I gave it to him, because I would tell my friends. And he called my name in the hallway. He's like, "Kim, thank you for the Snuggie." And I was just like, "Oh my god, who told you?" And I think at that point, like, he hugged me or whatever. So I was okay. So, yeah, I had a problem in high school. Okay. So those were Very embarrassing. When did you last cry in front of another person? By yourself? Probably over a movie. Probably a week ago. Tell your partner something that you like about them already. I can't. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? LGBT rights, like racial stuff, animal abuse, not funny, anything like that is very controversial these days. I don't think it's funny. Just anything like that. I don't even know. If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone? Why haven't you told them yet? Wow. I guess I don't really tell my parents I love them enough. Of course I do love them. It's just, I have a weird thing about saying I love you. I don't know, I can never say it because, I don't know. So, I guess that. I just completely blanked out because I'm getting kind of tired. Your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be and why? Probably my external hard drive. Because it has everything in it. I just fixed it. I just restored a lot of files and pictures and videos that date back to like 2007. It's not that long ago. Well, it is pretty long ago, but it's not as long as, you know, 1985. I wasn't even born then. But I really cherish those pictures and videos because at one point in my life, I would record everything. And I kept all those videos, and it's fun to, like, look back, especially during the time that my little brother was a baby. Those were, like, the best memories. So I would grab my external hard drive. Okay, sorry, that was gross. Of all the people in your life, whose death would you find most disturbing and why? Probably, oh my god, I don't want to think that. Oh my gosh. Wow, I don't want to answer that. Do I have to answer that? I'm not going to answer that because I might start crying. Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. Also, ask your partner to reflect back to you on how you seem to be feeling about the problem you have chosen. I talk about my problems to you guys a lot, okay? And you guys are just great. So, I would like you to share a personal problem with me and ask me what I feel about it. So, thank you for listening to this. This was a weird thing, but I'm happy to have done it because I've been looking at it for a while now. I will link it for you guys to answer, in the comments, or make your own audio. Make this your very first audio, okay? If you've been waiting for a sign, to make Pillow Talk audios, then this is your time, okay? But if you really don't want to, then you could answer it in the comments. Or if you don't want to answer them at all, thank you for listening, as usual. Oh my gosh. And, I suppose I'll talk to you soon. I'm trying to record as much as I can, because now that I'm, calm, with school and everything, things are, like, lightening up, so, yeah, I guess I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, and this is hard, but I love you. Bye.